listening to The Beauty of Our Weapons by M. Darusha Wayne. For more information, go to darusha.ca/weapons. Episode 15. Chapter 29. 2 days after he got back to Nice, Dex finally felt normal. His timing was still a little off, though, so he ended up walking into the squad meeting early. Usually, there would be several other people in the virtual space, chatting and mingling. Now the room was empty but for his avatar. He knew it would stay empty, except for Annabelle's, their only contact with the rest of the squad and often scratchy audio feed. The squad had been meeting in person for the past month, only piping the audio from the meeting over a secure encrypted channel to Dex and Annabelle. Everyone was hoping that this would be the last time such complicated arrangements would be necessary. Annabelle linked in about 5 minutes after Dex and settled in beside him. Dex heard the captain call the meeting to order and ask for a report from Jay Shireishi, the street team lieutenant. He gave the usual rundown on the odd fight or dispute that his people had dealt with over the past week. Then he began his report on the distribution of Annabelle's special upgrade packages. "As we all know," he began, "this is slow going. Statistically, we've hardly made a dent. There are new cases of vandalism, broken instantiations, and even people being locked out of their accounts every day. On the face of it, we're not accomplishing a whole lot." Dex could hear unhappy grumblings and could picture Shireishi's grim face. The lieutenant went on, "But it's still early days, and there are small victories happening all the time. We're continuing to gain access to more groups each day," Shireishi said. "Word is beginning to spread among the different communities, and the flyers we've put up in the cafes, bars, and play spaces are bringing more people in. There are a half dozen M-City meeting places that are 100% covered, and even more importantly, the word is getting around. People are talking, and we've started even getting requests. The main problem at the moment is getting the upgrade rods back. We've got barely a 50% return rate. So we're going to run out of delivery systems pretty soon, and there just isn't budget to restock." "Are people passing the rods on to their friends?" Ginger Ayala asked, "or hanging on to them for whatever reason?" "It's about half and half," Shireishi said. "They tell me that we can tell by the saturation of the new code how many people are using it, and it's spreading faster than our own distribution numbers can account for. Even so, we need to get those rods back if we're going to continue to distribute it at all." "I think I have an idea," Melissa von Ruden, one of Shireishi's goon squad members, said. "My boss at the stim bar where I work really wants to help. I think I can get him to offer a drop-off coupon or something, 10% off for any rods brought in, something like that." "That kind of thing wouldn't hurt," Shireishi said. "We should all use our contacts in the business community, online and off, to see if we can get others on board with some kind of offer. It won't get all the rods back, but every little bit helps. I've also got some good news to report from a different arena." The lieutenant cleared his throat. "I've been working with a contact I've got in M-City," he began, "and I've managed to get copies of the upgrade to one of the leaders of the multi-community." Some surprised noises emerged over the feed, and Dex shot Annabelle a knowing look. "Of course, as people who meet and truly exist only online, they are a difficult community to access with a physical upgrade. Tequila Kate, that's our contact, she's working with the members of the community to try and make the upgrade available anonymously. As I said, these people are very private, and we have to be careful about openly talking about the upgrade online." "So how are you able to communicate with them about this, then?" John Ochoa asked. "Luckily," Shireishi explained, "since they are concerned about being discovered, the community has some unusual crypto for its meetings. As it turns out, passing the information has been easier with them than for a lot of other groups. I'm even able to provide the upgrade package online, and many of them have agreed to load it onto rods and pass it on in the physical world under their first identities." "The rumor is that it's a pretty diverse group of people who have multis, isn't it?" someone called from the back of the room. "So it seems," Shireishi said, and Dex smiled to himself. As far as he knew, Dex was the only one in the squad who knew that Shireishi himself maintained a multiple identity. "I think that using this group, we will be able to make pretty good headway into other communities we'd previously thought we'd have trouble accessing." "Excellent," the captain said. "Is that all, Mr. Shireishi?" The leader of the street team must have nodded his agreement, because the captain then went on. "Now, can I get a report from Annabelle Lewis about our squad room? I'm getting a little tired of meeting in random apartments." "Good news on that front," Annabelle said. "The encryption is all set up, and I've expanded the point-to-point communication network in the packages to be able to function on a multi-party private channel. Mac Larson's squad have been using the new code for a few days, and they've ironed out most of the bugs. I'm just waiting on an upgrade to the instantiation of the meeting hall, which should be done this week. I'm confident that we can go back to meeting online for the next meeting." Dex and Annabelle could hear a few muffled cheers on the audio feed, and Dex smiled at Annabelle. "Will we be able to pass files back and forth?" the captain asked. "Are we any closer to being able to securely share the upgrade package remotely?" Annabelle frowned. "These are two separate questions," she explained. "Our case file and messaging system is already good to go. It was probably secure enough from inception, and we just beefed up the walls, so to speak, so we can communicate and share information no problem there. However," she continued, "the upgrade package is a different story. Its code has to run on a personal onboard system, and it has to be installed physically while the person is offline. While it is theoretically possible to download the software online, expand it onto a rod, then use that to update a system, there's a lot of room for error there. Other than for people running multis, where there's no other way to get them the package, I really don't think downloads are the way to go. I don't know about you, but I don't have any interest in putting potentially broken code in my head. We're a lot safer using the locked rods and just passing them on physically." "Okay," Captain Zhang said. "I'm just trying to find some way of getting this upgrade out a little faster." "Understood, Captain," Annabelle said. "But slow and steady wins the race here, I think. Already about 10% of the M-City businesses are running the new code, and the vast majority of independent freelancers. Vandalism is up a little, but there have been very few reports of login failures. On the face of it, things haven't changed much, but I expect to see improvement as we get better saturation. We're making a dent, Captain, and it's only going to get better." "Very good," the captain said, then moved on to other cases. The meeting went on for only a few more minutes, then the captain dismissed the squad. "Dex? Annabelle?" her voice came over the encrypted channel. "I need to talk to you both." "Sure, Cap," Dex said. "What's up?" "Can we meet?" "There aren't that many safe spaces up and running, sir," Annabelle said. "You have somewhere in mind?" "We could grab a table at Monty's," Dex suggested. In the days after Annabelle had created the upgrade package, they had discovered that a friend of Rene Biagini's knew the group who owned and ran the bar. After passing copies of the upgrade through their various connections, Monty's had been one of the first places upgraded with the new secure private channels. At the doorway, on the bar, and in their advertisements, they now displayed the subtle red flower symbol that indicated to those in the know that the place was secure. "I've booked us a room at the M-City Squad's building in Kansai," the captain said. "Here's the link. I'll see you both there in 10 minutes. It wasn't a suggestion. It was an order. Dex and Annabelle shared a confused glance at each other. "Sir," Dex said and broke the connection. "What do you think that's all about?" Annabelle asked. "It feels eerily like we're about to get chewed out for something," Dex said. "But I don't think we've fucked anything up recently." "Maybe there's something wrong with the package," Annabelle said. "Shit, I haven't felt this nervous since everything that happened across the pond." Dex felt her stiffen, then forcibly relax her body. "Look," Dex said, "we can work ourselves into knots wondering what's going down, or we can just go over to that modernist architect's disaster and face the music." "You're right," Annabelle said. "Let's go." The link the captain had given them took them directly into a small conference room high in the squad building. There was no one else there when they linked in, and Dex walked to the ceiling-high window and looked out at the Kansai district laid out below them. It was bright and shiny, and avatars walked, drove, and flew around the place as if there was nothing to worry about in this created world where they played. He could feel his heart rate increasing as he wondered what was going on, and fought to keep calm. He jumped when he heard the door open, and he turned to see Captain Zhang walk into the room. "Dex, Annabelle," she smiled at the two of them. "Have a seat." "Captain?" Annabelle asked as she sat and Zhang turned toward her. "I'm sorry for all the cloak and dagger," she said, pulling a thin folder from a case she placed on the table. Dex slipped into a chair across from Annabelle and caught her eye. "This is just the kind of thing I prefer to do face to face, but it couldn't wait until our own squad room was up and running. Besides," the captain looked at each of them in turn, "this is kind of appropriate." She gestured with her hands to indicate the room they were sitting in. "So, first of all," she said, leaning back in the softly padded chair, "ever since this trouble started, the M-City Squad has been getting swamped with cases. This is their beat, after all, and it's become clear to the folks at Central that the little street team we have in here now just isn't cutting the mustard. So, some changes are coming down, and they're coming down soon. First, the M-City Squad is going to become a proper city team. Goons, detectives, techies, the whole bit. Larson's been promoted, of course. It's his crew, and the man deserves it." Zhang looked directly at Dex as she said this, and he nodded. "I don't like the guy," Dex said, "but he's done good work." "Right," Zhang continued, opening her folder. "And that brings me to the next thing. I know neither of you is going to like it, but it's done, and you're just going to have to accept it." Annabelle and Dex looked at each other, both their eyes wide. As of today, you've both been transferred to the M-City squad.
What?
Dex blurted. Captain, Annabelle said. I don't understand. I thought we... She faltered a moment, then took a breath. I thought we had a relationship. She gestured at the captain and herself. You know, beyond the work? We do, Zhang said. That's why I'm not thrilled about this either. But the truth of the matter is this. With this war we're caught in the middle of, Larson's squad needs bodies, and they need the best. They need the best cracker we've got, they need the people who broke this thing wide open, and they need a detective who can handle cases that don't just involve banging down doors out there. Which means it's got to be you two. She leaned over the table, looking down for a moment, then sat up to face the two of them again. You aren't the only ones. All in all, about a dozen people are moving over, and there will probably be more down the line. You heard Shiraishi today. We're barely making an impact in here right now. This thing is going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better at all. We need the best people we have working on this, and it's got to be coordinated. It's obvious that the M-City squad is where this fight has to originate, and so it's obvious that that's where you two have to be. She paused and looked from Dex to Annabelle. I don't want to lose you two, Zhang said, a trace of real emotion in her voice. But it's right for the organization. Hell, it's right for everyone who uploads into this damn place. So I need you two to accept it and give Captain Larson the same respect you'd give any captain. She looked at Dex, her dark eyes boring into him. As a favor to me, okay? Dex took a breath. Yes, sir, he said. Then he smiled. We'll still see you at the gigs, right? Zhang's face broke into a smile. Wouldn't miss them for the world, she said. Now, get out of here. You'll be spending enough time in this glass and chrome monstrosity, I'd wager. Sir, Annabelle said, sticking her hand out. The captain took it and they shook. It's been a pleasure, Annabelle said. Likewise, Lewis, the captain said. I'll see you. She vanished from the room, leaving Dex and Annabelle alone with a void that felt more substantial than either could articulate. After a moment to let it sink in, Annabelle turned to Dex. I don't know about you, she said, but I need a drink. Chapter 30 Dex and Annabelle linked into Monty's, walked over to their favorite booth, and sat. Drinks materialized in front of each of them, and Dex pulled a cigarette from the red pack next to his glass. He lit it and stuck the butt in the corner of his mouth. Fucking Mac Larson, Dex growled around the cigarette. It's not Larson's fault, Annabelle said, taking a long swallow of her drink. The captain's right. It's where we belong. Fuck that, Dex said. I belong out there, cracking heads and solving puzzles. Not in some godforsaken office with conference rooms, for Christ's sake. It's unnatural. Annabelle looked at Dex, then laughed. I'm pretty sure they won't make you work from their office building, she said. Most of the time you won't even be able to tell the difference. What about you? Dex said, his eyebrows condensing into a glower. Captain Zhang knows you. The folks in our squad have been through a lot with you, with us. These guys don't know you from Adam. What's it going to be like working with strangers? Annabelle shrugged. It's going to be weird. But we have bigger concerns than where we have our squad meetings and who gets our reports. Everything is weird right now, in case you hadn't noticed. Dex nodded, and they sat silently drinking for a few moments. Eventually, he ground out his cigarette and lit another. You're right, he said, sighing. I just don't like it. He looked around the room, at the tables full of his teammates, former teammates, talking and laughing, unwinding after a long day's work. It's going to be a long time before things are back to normal, isn't it? He said. Depends on what you mean by normal, Annabelle said. Talking around the smoke, he said. What do you mean? You don't think we'll ever be able to go back to the days of treating this? He arced his arm around to take in the bar. The same as we do out there. I don't know, Annabelle said. In the short term, if we can get most people set up with the new code, things should go back to the routine. But it's going to take a long time, a really long time, to get decent saturation. It's just so hard to pass things around the physical world. Not that many people travel, and even then some people just don't care about this sort of thing. We'll never get everyone upgraded, but at least we can know where is safe and where isn't. Dex nodded when he caught sight of a familiar silhouette instantiate near the table. He smiled with some warmth at the interloper and stood to greet her. Mr. Dexter, she said, her voice low, leaning in to air kiss his cheek. Dex saw Annabelle out of the corner of his eye, bristling, but she said nothing. Stella, please, call me Dex already. He indicated a seat at the table, and invisibly set his private voice channel with Annabelle to include the new addition to the table. And the inimitable Miss Lewis, Bish turned, turning her charms toward Annabelle. It's so nice to see you again. Likewise, Annabelle said, briefly shaking Bish's hand. I can't thank you enough for everything you've done, she continued to gush in Annabelle's direction. Not just for me, but for all of us. You are a true hero. Dex grinned, but Annabelle flushed. I was just in the right place at the right time, she said modestly. If you ever want to leave the workaday world, Bish said, you know that someone with your considerable talents would never want for work in here. Thank you for the offer, Annabelle said, but I'm happy where I am for now. If you ever change your mind, Bish said, please do call me first. I'd hate to lose you to some other upstart. She smiled her predatory grin and turned back to Dex. Now, Mr. That is, Dex, she said. I'm pleased to report that I've managed to get the upgrade distributed to everyone in my buildings, almost all the OC groups, and all of my freelancers. I've spent more time on long-range trains and air flights than I could ever have imagined, but I'm confident that my people are covered. Dex nodded. We appreciate the effort you've been making, he said. I know the cost hasn't been insubstantial. No, Bish said, it has not. But as you know, I do well enough. I can afford it. The cost of letting my business and my own online identity be threatened, on the other hand, isn't something I could ever pay. It's nice to see the red flower in more and more establishments, Annabelle said. And contractors' business cards, Bish added. You really have done something remarkable here, she said and stood. Please remember my offer, if you ever tire of working for the enemy, she said to Annabelle and lingered over the handshake. I'll see you around, Dex, she turned and walked out of the door of the bar. She'd long since dematerialized when Annabelle said, That's really what it is now, isn't it? What? Dex asked. Sides have been drawn, Annabelle said. They're attacking us, and we're defending ourselves. That means there's an us, and there's a them, and we're working against one another. She drained her glass, and a refill automatically appeared before her. We've started a war, Dex, and we aren't going to know how it plays out until it does. We didn't start anything, Dex said. The firms didn't have to expand, and the consortium didn't have to interfere with what people were doing in their off hours. That was the first salvo. All we did was defend ourselves. Sure, Annabelle said, but we've responded now. Do you really think they're going to just let us install our upgrade, run our crypto, and carry on like nothing's happened? Look at the trouble and expense Stella Bish was willing to go through for her business. Do you really think the firms aren't just as committed to theirs? Dex dropped his cigarette butt to the floor and watched as it vanished. He lit another and blew out a plume of not quite random smoke. No, he said finally. No, I don't think that this is going to be the end from them. But I don't think that it's the end for us, either. Who knows? This might be the beginning of something more than just taking back the nets. Maybe it's the beginning of challenging the firm's right to control everything else. Maybe people will demand more freely available housing, more career choices. Or maybe people will just move lock, stock, and consciousness into a free-am city. I don't know. Or maybe they'll just find a way to lock us out altogether, Annabelle said bitterly. Maybe they will, Dex said. But for now, we're managing to do something good. Something that's bringing people together. But for what? Annabelle asked. To get fired from their jobs? Cut off from the everywhere net entirely? It could come to that, you know. I know, Dex said. And don't think that it doesn't bother me. It does. But the way things are now isn't really that much better, if the firms are trying to take away the tiny bit of freedom we have in this world. And if we get booted from their net, we'll just make our own? Annabelle said ironically. Maybe we will, Dex said. We've started something, kiddo. A common purpose among hundreds of thousands of people. A force like that can accomplish a lot. Who knows? It might not last, but nothing ever really does. So we might as well enjoy the beauty of what we've created, this common purpose. Because even if everything goes to shit in the long run, at least we've got that. She laughed and took his hand. I never knew you were a revolutionary. I'm not, Dex said. This isn't a revolution. It's evolution. You've been listening to The Beauty of Our Weapons by M. Darusha Wayne. For more information about this and the other Anderson Dexter stories, please visit darusha.ca/dex. The theme music is First We Take Manhattan, performed by Donovan Alex and Yoko Rocks. More information at soundcloud.com/donovan-alex. Thanks for listening.